tugging, polarized, fist raised in anger, staring down, don't meet the eyes. Everyone's a stranger, don't look at me, can't you see? I don't wanna talk to you. I'm plugged into the world, I'm wired but disconnected.
Hello there, welcome to Snug Sound, a podcast for Wi-Fi hopping, coffee sipping mobile workers everywhere. I'm San Sharma, and this is episode 3. Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com. On the line, Jacob Sales of Office Nomads in Capitol Hill, Seattle, which is a co-working space. Hi, Jacob.
Hello, how's it going?
Yes, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's pretty early here in Seattle, but it's a beautiful day.
It's at the end of my day, and it's not beautiful, but that's London for you. Well, listen, we talk a lot about co-working on WorkSnug, but I shouldn't assume that everyone knows what it is, just because we're super trendy people, of course. So I'm going to ask Jacob for his definition of co-working, and together we're going to run through some of the benefits of co-working for WorkSnuggers. But first, Jacob, let's start right at the beginning. What's an office nomad?
Well, Office Nomads is our take on co-working here in Seattle, and we've been doing it for about 4 years now, and I like the fact that our name lends really nicely that we can call all of our members nomads, and they get a kick out of that.
I very much feel like a nomad. I mean, just today, I have worked from home. I popped into a coffee shop where I took my laptop, and then I went into the office, and I'm back home again, so I'm very nomadic in that sense.
Yeah, that's kind of been the shift in working. And as people get more mobile, they get more options on where they can work. And it starts really pushing the broader questions of what exactly people need to be productive. And the traditional thinking is that you need a place to sit your laptop and you need an internet connection. You need a laptop. You need a job that'll let you work remotely. And as these things are becoming more prevalent, that's when co-working starts entering, when you start encountering the need for social interaction beyond, you know, you can meet people at coffee shops and you can talk with them, but you're still, you know, taking your stuff when you go away to lunch. You're not talking about your day. Nobody knows what your name is. And that's what I consider co-working to be, is a space where it's a regular workspace outside of your home. It's very much, you know, in the same kind of idea as the coffee shop. You're bringing your stuff with you and you're working there. Mm-hmm. But you're also working around a set group of people that are also members there, and you get to know them. They get to know you. They can see when you're having a bad day, and, you know, they can take you out for beers after work and, you know, things like that.
Yes, I've spent some time working in a co-working space in London. And that last point about after work drinks was a revelation to me. Having worked from home for a number of years, the end of my working week was kind of anticlimactic. It's quite nice to have people to go and celebrate an achievement with, or the end of a week with.
Exactly.
That's surely one of the big benefits of co-working, right?
Yeah, we had a moment where one of our members got laid off from his job. And normally when you get laid off from your job, you have to go home and you've lost your job, you've lost your routine, you've lost all of the, you know, the social interaction you had at work, and it's this big devastating thing. And he just kind of hung up the phone because he worked remotely and he got fired over the phone. And he said, "I just lost my job." And everyone's like, "Oh my goodness." And we got up and we took him to the bar and we, you know, drank the night away. And then in the morning he came in and he could still come into the office and he worked on getting another job. Like, and he still had the same social interaction that he had, which, so it was a pretty interesting story to watch.
That's great, because I think when we think about co-working, at least when I do, it's almost like replicating an office experience for people that don't necessarily have an office. But actually what you're describing is something that's better than an office, because the people stay the same, or at least the sort of social setup is the same. Whatever you're working on, whether you lose a contract or win a contract, you don't have to leave the workspace.
Yeah, and the really interesting thing about it is also, people, when they're thinking of their office environment and they think about the little moments they have over the water cooler, they think of those as the times in between work that are, you know, they're not working, so they don't count. But really, in our true heart of hearts, those are the times that count. These are the people that you're working with. These are the people that help you get up out of bed every morning and go into the office and do your job. These are your teammates. And so you have that at a co-working space. And the beauty of it is everybody at a co-working space is there by choice. Everybody makes the choice to go there, and they're paying their membership, and they're coming in on their own dollar and their own motivation. And that greatly enhances the environment, because there's nobody that's skating through their day that doesn't want to be there, that is going to be grumpy and complaining about everything, because everybody's there by choice. And makes a huge difference. And the other difference is there's nobody around. It's not like there's a boss in the corner and you're being scrutinized all the time. Mm-hmm. If you need to look at cute cat videos on YouTube, you have probably really good reason, and people next to you fully understand that. And so the environment is much different, and there's no office politics.
Yeah, so it's like it's all the benefits of working in the office without all the rubbish bits.
Right. Our tagline is individuality without isolation. You know, you can do your own thing, you can be a freelancer, an independent individual, but that doesn't mean that you're relegated to working at a lonely home office and losing the social interaction of colleagues.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, so long cubicles, which is something you have in North America. We don't have so much in Europe.
We don't have cubicles, mostly because, you know, our whole mission is to reduce isolation. So the whole reason why people try to board everybody up and make them separate from each other, so that you have your own little space and this is mine and that is yours, is the idea that isolation and reducing people getting in your way increases productivity. But where we're reacting to the, you know, extreme cases of that, where you've isolated yourself in your home office and you aren't getting any work done because you have no little happy accidents of overhearing a conversation, and you're like, oh, I didn't know they were in town. I want to go to that show too. I'll get tickets for my husband. Things like that, because you're completely isolated. So it's about balancing out the interactions people have, where you can bump into, you know, the serendipity basically, but at the same time trying to make to, you know, sometimes you have to make a phone call and you need to focus, you know, or you're doing a Skype interview and you need to focus. And so then you make the space responding to those challenges, not just, you know, put everybody in a little box and hope for the best.
Yeah. And I guess co-working also encourages creativity by osmosis, really. Like you say, just being around other people, who knows who's going to be to the right or left of you.
It's not just other people that are on your team. You know, it's like,
absolutely.
I had a previous life as a software developer, and I was hanging around with all the software developers that were writing the same programs that I was writing. And those were my colleagues. And now my colleagues are, you know, city planners, you know, they're publishers, they're designers working on all sorts of different projects. You know, and the occupational diversity at Office Nomads is one of the most beautiful things about it. And that your coworkers are in all sorts of different disciplines.
Yeah. I think also for employees being encouraged to work in co-working spaces, it's great for their companies, because I've heard co-working described as this before, that it's a bit like a trade show floor. It's not like heavy networking, but just the revolving door nature of co-working means it can lead to partnerships or potentially sales or like talent acquisition or something like that. Is that something you see at Office Nomads?
Definitely. We have a woman who she's in the food industry, and she teaches classes on how to cook Indian food. And then she makes kits for people, and she needed help with a designer. And, you know, right across the table from her was a gentleman that does just exactly that. And, you know, and they're working together immediately. And then, you know, just to the right of them is a two-person team that works on Drupal apps, and they're starting to immediately talk into how to kick up her web presence and really bring in the online shopping aspects of it. And, you know, that all just happens, you know, in an afternoon, because they're sitting next to each other and they're talking.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen in a coffee shop.
No, and it's certainly not going to happen at home. I mean, the amount of time I've spent Googling support for Photoshop or something, if I'm in a co-working space, I can literally turn around and ask for some help and support with the teams of designers that work in lots of co-working spaces. I imagine you see that quite a bit too.
Yeah, it really works great for those of us who have poor spelling. So
And we talked a little bit about this earlier, about how co-working is a great reason to get out of the house. I think one of the problems of home working and flexible working is not that people get too distracted and don't get that much done, but often they can do too much. There is the kind of temptation to work too hard or too long in the day. It was often a problem I had when I was working from home. There was no cutoff. That's going to be another benefit of co-working, right? That when people leave at a certain time, you feel obliged to stop working and just call it a day.
Yeah, definitely. You have a natural break where you leave your house and you go to an office. And so when you're in the office, you can be productive and you can leave your laptop there and you can go home. You don't have to bring your laptop with you on your honeymoon or anything like that. You can actually have a break in your productivity, and that natural kind of balance worked out really well as just having people around you that are kind of working on their own schedules, but then everybody kind of has a natural, like Office Nomads closes at 6. Mm-hmm. So our resident members have keys and they can stay after 6, but pretty much, you know, when it gets close to 6, it's time to start clearing out, and that has a definite break in the day.
Yeah. We talked also on our blog once about what the heck do you do with your laptop when you're in a coffee shop and you need to use the bathroom? Do you pack it up? Do you ask someone nearby to watch it for you, potentially invite them to steal it? Or do you just leave altogether? This is something that co-workers don't have to deal with, right?
Yeah, and we see that when people who are used to working at coffee shops come in and we give them a tour and they sit down and they're working, and then they have this quiet little moment where they might whisper and like, what do we do when we, you know, go to lunch? And we're like, oh no, you can just leave your stuff there. You'll be fine. You know, and we're like, oh, okay. And it works out great.
So we've talked a bit about the benefits of co-working. A tough question for you now, Jacob. Who is co-working not for?
I don't think it's for everyone. I think it's also, there's a lot of people that have strong social interactions in other ways of their life. And that's not something that they're particularly missing. And so they want their work environment to really just be the task at hand, get in, do the job, and get out. And individuals like that definitely will thrive in a home office or with as much independence as possible. And there's definitely has to be this drive to want to be around people, and a healthy respect to understand where the lines are. It's definitely not just a social fest. People are go there to work. Mm-hmm. So people just want to come in and chat. It doesn't work out so well. Also, there are there's a number of different occupations that just do not lend themselves well to co-working. And I would love to see different types of co-working spaces open that weren't just for office workers. Mm-hmm. We're focusing on office workers because both Susan and I are office workers in our previous lives, and that's what we know. And it's also a lot less expensive to put in desks than heavy machinery.
Yeah. And in a grudge match between, this is an easy question and an obvious answer, but in an absolute grudge match between working from home, working in Starbucks, and working in a co-working space like Office Nomads, what's the best? What would win and why?
Very big question. Yeah. I would definitely say co-working is the most well-rounded solution comparatively. It has all of the options. It has everything that you need to do your work. Has all of the supplies that you need from your home office. It has all of the liveliness and buzz of the coffee shop, yet it also has, you know, the people there are not going to steal your laptop, and they know your name, and, you know, they know your family, and they've probably been to your house for a barbecue, and that is a much more holistic interaction than just going and plopping down for an hour and trying to get as much work done as you can.
Co-working rules.
I like it.
Cool. Thanks very much for your time, Jacob.
Thank you very much.
If you're in the Seattle area, do check out Jacob's co-working space, Office Nomads. You can find out more at officenomads.com, or you can find a co-working space in your area by using our website and mobile app. Find out more at worksnug.com. Ringing in my ear, no time for conversation. A thousand Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com. Why would this connect?